when we think that the thing that we believe in God for is just never going to happen. We've all been in that situation when you're wondering, when is God going to come through? Do you know, I've just had enough. I'm going to quit. Andrew will tell you, and it's not only me that he's seen do it. 4 years I was at university. 6 weeks before I qualified. I sat in a chair at their house, and I was being very good. I was studying. I'd got my books out, and I'd got everything out. And I don't know whether he came into the room or he was already in the room, but all of a sudden he got the opportunity to witness the books, the pens and everything hitting the floor as I declared, stuff this, I'm not doing this anymore. I've had enough. 6 weeks after 4 years and 6 weeks before you finish, you want to quit. You've had enough. And 4 years can be a long time when you're studying. But 6 weeks before it's over. And it's happened to a number of people that we're aware of. It's not an unusual scenario to be in. And wouldn't the devil love it if after you've invested your time and your efforts into something and you're so close to the victory, you quit? Don't ever quit. We're not quitters. You only lose when you quit. Yeah. While ever you're still going for it, there's an opportunity for success. The only time you fail is when you stop trying and you stop believing. Elijah stood strong. And what God told him to do then seemed really ridiculous. But God said to him, verse 15, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Syria. Also anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel, and Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, you shall anoint as prophet in your place. It shall be that whoever escapes the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill, and whoever escapes the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill. And in answer to Elijah's declaration that he was the only one left, God had this to say in verse 18, yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. You do not know how many people are around you. You do not know when you go round your villages and your streets and the towns and the cities and the places where you live. You'll be surprised how many Christians you'll bump into. But we so easily look at ourselves and think that we're the only one doing it. We never need to quit, never need to give up hope. And we never need to give the devil a foothold. Amen. Now, the irony of it is when I'd finished reading this, I picked up this old study book that I've put some study notes in. And I found this poem. And I'm going to finish with this poem. It's called Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, and the road you're trudging seems all uphill. When funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to cry. When things are pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is strange with its twists and turns, and every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won if he'd stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You might succeed with another go. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and a faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late, when the night slipped down, how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out. the silver tint of the clouds of doubt, you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar, so stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you mustn't quit. And I just hope tonight that we are encouraged that we're not those that quit. Amen. We've got things to do and we need to push through and we need to get to grips with what God's challenging us to do and walk in those paths that is prepared for us and do what's right and do it well. Amen. And in his strength.